Indeed, and a beautiful day out there, too. We'll review that weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. We have been focusing a lot on reopening schools and really from the viewpoint of education and health officials about the logistics of starting the school year. We haven't really talked about the parents' perspective, though. If you're going to send your kids back to school, even if it's a hybrid model that only has them in the classroom part-time and learning at home the rest of the time, what are some things that you need to know? Joining us right now, the editorial director of Mom Trends Media, Lauren Barth. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. This is a stressful time for a lot of parents, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, everybody's second-guessing themselves, and it's a lot of stress for parents.
Well, what advice can you give parents as they get their kids ready for the upcoming school year?
Yeah, so regardless of whether your kids are going to be going to school in the classroom or in the living room, the way to get some peace of mind is to be prepared for all situations. So parents know about shopping through their back-to-school checklist. They know the tried-and-true items they need, the papers and pens and pencils and binders and folders. This year, a mask might be added to the list. But one item that often gets overlooked that's important regardless of where your kids are going to be learning is a first aid kit. And now, with the back-to-school year starting, it's the perfect time to replenish and customize your own first aid kit. So I like to have the fixings available for my own build-your-own first aid kit, so I can customize it for my family's needs.
All right, so building your own instead of buying just a ready-made first aid kit.
Yeah, absolutely, because besides the customization option there, I'm a huge fan of the Band-Aid brand First Aid Products Build Your Own First Aid Kit promotion. Here's how it works. You buy any three participating Johnson & Johnson consumer health products, and you get a free kit. A really cute bag. It's bright, it's colorful, it has some fun designs on it, where you can throw all your goodies inside. So you'll never lose it, you'll never be at a loss for a Band-Aid, whether the kids are going to PE at school or running around your backyard. And it's only available at Target or Target.com through the end of September and while supplies last.
Boy, now more than ever, I guess we want to make sure that our kids stay healthy and, you know, getting a cut or a scrape or something, you want to avoid infection because who knows what's out there, right?
Absolutely. So that's why when it comes to stocking up on my family's first aid kit, I have three little kids at home, so I like to be prepared for any and all boo-boos. So I like to stock up on all sorts of different bandages. So some of my favorites are the Band-Aid Skin Flex bandages and the Water Block Tough Strips. Those are especially key for me right now because we're all washing our hands so much. We want to make sure that they're strong and stay put. I love the HydroSeal blister bandages from Band-Aid as well. If your kids are going to be going back to school in person, these are great if they'll be breaking in a new pair of sneakers. If they're not going to school, their feet will still grow, so they might be breaking in sneakers. You're going to want to definitely stock up on those. I love items like Neosporin to put in there at all times. Those help. It helps to prevent infection and reduce scarring. And Benadryl itch relief cream. Summer is still here right now. Those mosquitoes are still out. So you definitely want to have some of that on hand as well. So that's why I like this. You can really just build it and use this as a starter kit and then continue to add on products that you need for your family.
I think as much as, you know, kids have been underfoot and, you know, families have been driving each other crazy these last few months, it's been kind of nice for parents to have their kids close so much of the time. And now they're going to be giving that up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's certainly a push and pull for parents. I mean, a lot of us are working from home, and that comes with its own set of challenges, of course. But it's had its silver linings for sure. We definitely, you know, can feel that it's been nice to have everybody together under one roof. Everybody has a little bit of a mixed feeling about this right now.
Any advice for parents, things they should maybe tell their kids, teach their kids before the school year starts?
Yeah, so regardless of where they're going to be learning, instilling hygiene tips is always a great place to start. So encouraging frequent hand washing, maybe having them sing the happy birthday song, use warm water, dry their hands with a one-use paper towel. You know, have them practice wearing a mask. Even if they're not going to be in the classroom, that's going to be the new normal for a while. So if they're sitting and watching a TV program, have them put on a mask for a little while so they get used to the look and feel of it. And then, of course, encouraging social distancing, making sure your kids know that they have to keep some distance between themselves and their buddies. it can sound really daunting as a parent to have to instill these things in your kids, but with a little bit of practice, kids are so adaptable and they adjust so easily, sometimes quicker than we do as adults.
Yep. It's the new normal, that's for sure. Where can we go for more information about the stuff we've been talking about this morning?
Yeah, so for more information on the Build Your Own First Aid Kit promotion, you can visit bandaid.com. And for more solutions for parents, you can follow Mom Trends on social media.
We will do that. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.